All right, Alexander, let's talk about Ghislaine Maxwell. And let's see, New York Post title, Maxwell Lawyers Look to Keep Highly Confidential Evidence from Going Public. What is the highly confidential evidence? Well, there's a lot of highly confidential evidence, actually, but some of that evidence has to do with sexualized videos and photos. And here's the quote from that article, midway down that article. Highly confidential information contains nude, partially nude, or otherwise sexualized images, videos, or other depictions of individuals, the court papers state. And one of those individuals in those images, videos, etc., is Ghislaine herself. So, Alexander, there is this component of the sexualized images and content, but there's also the component of people's names and information who are involved in these in these images and videos, one of those being Ghislaine, but I'm sure there's a lot of other interesting people.
Absolutely. I mean, this stems from a Massachusetts court decision a short time ago, which was that evidence that had been put together that was being held under seal because it originated in a defamation case between Ghislaine and I don't know how to pronounce the name, Giuffre or Virginia Giuffre. That apparently the court has now decided should be unsealed. And should be made available. Not Massachusetts, Manhattan court, I believe. So this is now going to be made public, and obviously, Ghislaine is extremely concerned about that. She's concerned about, I think, the way this evidence is going to undermine her defense, because apparently there are contradictions between what she said in the defamation case and the kind of defense that she's trying to run now, which is that she was basically the victim of Epstein, as well as, others, other people. And I think that's going to be that's a problem for her. But also, there are other aspects, because some of these pictures are very lurid, and they will apparently show her in a very compromising way. And that, of course, will put her right at the center of what has been going on, what was going on in Epstein's various mansions, houses, islands, wherever it was, where she's been trying to make out that she wasn't that involved. Well, it seems she was heavily involved, and it's going to show her in a very bad light, or so it would seem. Also, I mean, the information may point to other people, in fact, probably will. We're told that it's the names are going to be redacted, but of course there'll be all sorts of people working out there, making the various connections, going into the undergrowth of all this information, piecing together who it is. So there's all that concern too, and that's important for Ghislaine, because of course if she, other people who were involved, and we don't, we know that she's apparently shown in these pictures. We don't know who else is, but all of that might also serve to undermine her defense too. So she's trying very hard through her lawyers to prevent publication of this material. But at the moment, it looks as if it will be published, and published fairly soon, and we might learn a great deal from it.
Is that the right decision to
Yes,
publish
it's exactly,
material?
it is the right decision. I mean, I understand that there will be some people who will say that it is so prejudicial that it should not be published because it will undermine her prospect of getting a fair trial. Frankly, as I said already, I think Ghislaine's position going forward in her case is so precarious and difficult already that rather than conducting the kind of defense we've been hearing about, her best policy is to negotiate a plea bargain. I said this already, I repeat it again. That's what I think she should do. That's what I think she will eventually do. And in the meantime, the public interest is to find out the full extent of what actually happened with Epstein and who else was involved, because it's quite clear that very serious crimes were committed, and not just by Epstein, and not just by Ghislaine, but by all kinds of other people. And it's important that they be brought to account.
Why are they redacting then, or at least from what we understand, they will be redacting the names, and probably they won't be showing some of the images with these other people as well. But why are they hiding the other people involved if I am to assume, that these people also committed a crime with underage children? I mean, is that true? So why would they want to hide that as well? If they're going to release these documents and these images, why are they protecting these people if they have also committed a crime?
Well, they're not protecting them. Well, they might be protecting them. But I mean, I think that there would be legal reasons for holding that information back, because obviously you can't, you have to, before you prosecute people, if they've committed a crime, you've got to make sure that their rights to the presumption of innocence are protected. But, you know, I wouldn't be too concerned about that if this evidence is out and published, even with the redactions. I'm pretty sure you people will very quickly be able to put together who is involved. And though no doubt there will be, you know, orders to try and restrict circulation of this information, I think once this information is out, charges will probably follow.
Does the publication of these documents and these images, does it endanger Ghislaine's life?
Yes.
Her well-being?
I think
imagine we're talking about powerful people.
Yeah, I think we've discussed this before. I think it is an absolute and overriding priority for the authorities to make sure that Ghislaine is protected, because obviously she is an important defendant in a case, but she's also a very important potential witness. And this goes far beyond Ghislaine herself. And given what a vitally important witness is, and I've also always explained that, you know, what is shown in a film, what is caught in a tape, is interesting, but it can always be subjected to various interpretations. What you need is the testimony of someone who was there or who was informed about what was going on to explain what was in that film or tape or whatever. That's where she is important. Without her and other witnesses, and we don't know how many other witnesses there might be, I suspect not that many in some ways, not somebody who can provide a global picture of what was going on. Without her, the further prosecutions look difficult to the point of impossibility. So it's essential that she's kept well and alive, because without her, this thing can't be pursued properly.
I've got a final legal question to wrap up the video. If a very famous and powerful name or a person surfaces from these documents or these images, their name becomes public and people connect the dots and they say that's this, I don't know, maybe former ex-US president or maybe presidential candidate. I don't know. I'm just making some assumptions here.
Senator, say, representative.
Yeah, exactly.
CIA say, director, a billionaire, whatever. Yeah. 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 You know, superstar lawyer, Supreme Court judge, whatever.
Exactly. Carry on. Exactly. Carry on. Exactly. We're talking this caliber of people.
Yeah,
involved.
People. Yeah.
Is there a legal argument where they say, these images, say it's an image or a video, was obtained illegally without my permission because it was a hidden camera or something like that, and it can get thrown out, or there's no way for the Department of Justice to go after them based on this evidence because it was obtained without my knowledge, even though I'm doing something illegal?
Yes.
For example, I'm doing something illegal, but I didn't know they had cameras. I didn't know they had recorders. And this is obtained without me knowing. Is that
well,
an argument that
I think that might
use?
Be. You see, it varies so much from one state to the other in the United States, or so I understand. These proceedings are brought in New York. I don't know. I generally, truly don't know what the rules about this are in New York. In Britain, it would not be an issue. But in New York, it might be. I simply don't know. But I come back to what I said. If Ghislaine is there, and she's able to give evidence about what happened. And other people, like, you know, again, speculating, Virginia Giuffre is able to come into the witness box and say, on such and such a day, this happened, and that happened, and the other happened. And one of these eminent people that we talked about denies it. Then I think in that kind of scenario, the prosecution is probably entitled, even in the circumstances that you said, to say, well, in that case, let's have a look at the tapes, because they appear to corroborate the evidence of our witnesses and discredit those of the defendant. So, you know, I would have thought in that kind of situation, provided you have a witness, it would, even if there are those restrictions that you mentioned, these tapes and films would still be useful. But this is a question which I think a New York criminal lawyer is perhaps better able to advise about than I would, because this varies so much from place to place. And I gather that different states in the union, in the United States, have different rules about this.
Yeah, and these people will definitely have some of the best
They will have outstanding lawyers. We gave an interesting category of different people. We're talking about very powerful, very wealthy people. They will have the best lawyers around. And of course, the trouble is the Justice Department can so easily find itself outgunned in these kind of things. I mean, if you come up against someone who's able, you know, to hire 50 lawyers to defend them, and then you multiply that person with, you know, 100 others, then you can see what the Justice Department is up against. They will be looking to build an overwhelming case. I think probably, on everything I've heard, they have it.
It's theirs to lose. All right. Alexander McCurse, Editor-in-Chief of The Durant. Thank you very much, guys. If you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Smash that like as well and share the video with everybody you know. That really helps this channel out a lot. And also donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and subscribe star. Your donation means a whole lot to us, and it really helps out this small channel a great deal. And also go to the Durant shop, pick up some merchandise. We've got new magic mugs. We've got enamel mugs. We've got new shirts, everything, all kinds of good things. Very quickly, Alexander, do you have a patriotic beacon there?
I certainly do. Here it is. Always.
All right. And very quickly, Durant 20, you get 20% off the Patriotic Beacon 3. And that Durant 20 is a coupon code, which you will find underneath this video. Just put that code in on checkout. The Patriot Beacon ships internationally all over the world. It's from our good friends at Patriotic Legacy. You'll find all the information underneath this video, Alexander.
Yes, it's the Patriot Beacon by our friends at Patriotic Legacy, as Alex said. It's, as Alex also said, the Swiss Army knife. A flashlight is the best flashlight, or torch, as we say in England, in the world. It's got an incredible beam, as you can see. You can dim it slightly if you need to. You've got people around you and you don't want to blind them. And you can have it as a sort of flashing light if you need to alert people in a dark place to your presence. The beam, by the way, is just amazing. It just lights everything up and you can see things in the most extraordinary detail. But Alex called it the Swiss Army knife of flashlights for a reason, because it's got so many other things it can do apart from being a flashlight. Firstly, it's solar powered, so you don't have to worry about batteries. But because it's solar powered, you can also recharge your other things, your tablet or your laptop or your smartphone. You've got a port to do it there. If you get lost, let's say you're driving with your car and you can't find your way and you get lost, well, you've got a compass. There you go. You can see it in the handle, which will help you to get your bearings. You've got a magnet, so you can put it on the side of your car or in your cellar or wherever is convenient. You have it immediately to hand. And of course, it's also a tool. You can use it to sort of, you know, as a hammer, or, you know, if there's an accident and you have to get somebody out of their car quickly, it's great for breaking windscreens. And also, you've got a seatbelt cutter if you need to cut somebody out of their seatbelt. So you've got all of these things, Swiss Army knife of flashlights. Actually, it's the best flashlight in the world. It's also, by the way, a beautiful thing. It's really wonderful, and it is so well made. It's just a pleasure to hold. You get tremendous confidence from just holding it and handling it and carrying it. So it's the Patriot Beacon by our friends at Patriotic Legacy. And Alex will remind you quickly at the end of the program how you can get yourself one. And you absolutely need to. No car should be without one of these. So that's the Patriot Beacon. We've also got our shop. We've got all the great things in our shop. We've got our mugs, our famous mugs. You see one there with the flag of the United States, but we've got lots of other countries with other. That's our own mug. I've been drinking tea from this, but you've got I think this is Australia there. This is Greece, a smaller mug you can see because we're now doing mugs in slightly smaller sub sizes for, you know, your strong espresso, your double espresso and all that. This is Russia, again, another smaller mug. But we've got Canada, we've got Australia, we've got India, we've got all sorts of countries coming along. Germany, they're all there. Alex has just added a whole new range of mugs at our shop. We've also got enameled mugs. They were already the best mugs in the world, and now they're even better. And if you want to suggest a flag, which you can't find, quite likely it's coming anyway, but you can still suggest it. And if we're not producing it, Alex will arrange to have it. So you can find mugs. You can also find our amazing shirts in our shop. We're expanding the range of those. You can see the amazing shirt Alex is wearing with, I think it's Canada that you have there. So, you know, lots of countries there too. And we've also, of course, got shirts in many shapes and forms, T-shirts, polo shirts, tank tops, V-neck shirts. And we've also got hats, hoodies and stickers, and an extraordinary and wonderful and ever-expanding library of ebooks. So come to our shop, support the Duran, get yourself a Patriot Beacon from our friends at Patriotic Legacy. As Alex says, it ships around the world. Alex will tell you how.
You'll find a link to the Patriotic Legacy website underneath this video and to the Duran shop as well underneath this video. Alexander Rutgers, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.